This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A growing number of Republican lawmakers have joined President Donald Trump's extraordinary effort to overturn the presidential election, pledging to reject the results when Congress meets next week to count the Electoral College votes and certify President-elect Joe Biden's win. On Saturday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas announced a coalition of 11 senators who will vote against certain state electors unless Congress appoints an electoral commission to immediately conduct an audit of the election results. Earlier, a GOP senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, said he would object to the vote tallies. Both senators acknowledge they are unlikely to change the results of the election, which state and federal officials say ran smoothly. Mr. Biden is set to be inaugurated on January 20th. U.S. media are reporting that vandals have targeted the homes of Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell and Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi with graffiti, fake blood, and a pig's head. The messages, "Where's my money?" and "Mitch kills the poor," were dabbed on McConnell's front door and window in Louisville, Kentucky, while a pig's head and fake blood were left outside Pelosi's San Francisco home. The vandalism on January 2nd followed intense debate over a COVID-19 bailout that would include a one-time stimulus payment to Americans under a certain income level. A long-awaited $900 billion pandemic relief package was finally approved Christmas Eve, with the House of Representatives approving an increase in aid from $600 to $2,000, but the Republican-led Senate has not approved the increase, despite furious calls from the president to do so. This is VOA News. Thousands of Israelis protested against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, demanding that the long-serving leader resign over corruption charges against him. The demonstrators crowded a Jerusalem square near Netanyahu's official residence, where they have gathered for months to call for his resignation. Netanyahu denies wrongdoing in the fraud and breach of trust charges against him. A counterterrorism official says Pakistan on Saturday arrested a man accused of being a leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the United States and India for the 2008 attacks on Mumbai. The arrest is in relation to terrorism financing and not a specific militant attack. A spokesman for the counterterrorism department of the Pakistani province of Punjab says the suspect is said to have been running a medical dispensary to collect and disperse funds for militant activities. Iraq says it has successfully dismantled a mine stuck to an oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. Iraq's military says an investigation has been opened into the incident. No group has claimed responsibility for planting the mine. The statement came a day after Iraq confirmed reports by private security firms that a mine had been discovered attached to the side of a tanker that was refueling another vessel. Discovery came amid heightened tensions between Iran and the United States in the final days of President Donald Trump's administration. Norwegian authorities say rescue workers on Saturday recovered a fourth body and continued searching for another six people still missing days after a landslide buried homes near Norway's capital. An intense search and rescue operation has been underway since disaster struck in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Police have also said 10 people were injured in the landslide, including one seriously, who was transferred to Oslo for treatment shortly after the disaster. As a whole hillside collapsed, homes were buried under mud, others cut in two, and some houses left teetering over a crater caused by the mudslide, with several subsequently falling over the edge. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that American soldiers have suffered no deaths in Afghanistan in almost a year. He cited the Trump administration's initiative to promote peace in the conflict-torn nation. Washington in February concluded an agreement with the Taliban to close the 19-year-old Afghan war, the longest in American history. The understanding started a phased withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.